Can you comment on the issue of sunitinib, sorafenib, and bevacizumab in poor risk patients' response rates?
Okay. I think we still have limited data in those sets. I think what we know about poor risk is that cytokines are ineffective. And the French demonstrated that over a series of trials. And indeed, coming into their most recent set of cytokine trials, excluded poor risk patients entirely. They did not run a national protocol for those patients. Now, with regards to anecdotal evidence, which is all we have in the other sets for poor risk patients, there are responses. But it seems like there are a higher proportion of patients who go on to the TKIs who just blow through. In a standard population, the people that really progress by 12 weeks on sorafenib or sunitinib, I think are about the same. It's probably 15 to 20% that come off, or for whatever other reason, you can't deliver a dose or what have you. My impression in poor risk patients is that it's at least double that, and it may be half the patients blow straight through a TKI. The data with temsirolimus suggests that that should be better. And I think that now it's available. If you've got a poor risk patient in front of you, they probably need to go on that. It's a little bit difficult because we don't have a structured, or even the beginnings of a structured sequential paradigm for those patients. And I think that people would say, well, if we want to run another trial in poor risk disease, you know, how do we do it? And I think that it would be not unethical to run TKI versus temsirolimus or another mTOR inhibitor in that disease group, provided there was a paradigm where we said, okay, if we don't think this patient's doing well, we switch them over to temsirolimus as the proven therapy. And then your endpoint has to be progression-free survival rather than overall survival, because you won't be able to prove it in that design. So from that perspective, I would not give a combination of any cytokine to a patient with poor risk disease. Would I give Avastin as a single agent? I don't think we have any evidence in that area yet, and I'd like to see some.